We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom of Tezvav Amud Aleph. Tnan Hasam, Hakol Kasherim Likreis Es HaMegillah. Everyone is kosher to lay in the Megillah, Chutz Mecheresh Shoyt HaVekotan. Besides Vacheresh and a Shoyt HaVekotan, they can't lay in Megillah. Obviously, this Cheresh is talking about a Cheresh who could talk. He just can't hear, because if he couldn't talk, he wouldn't be able to lay in the Megillah. So he's obviously enough of Bardas to, and he's called a Bardas. Just the problem is, he can't hear, and that sounds like he's not kosher to lay in the Megillah. So who's b'cheir shayta v'katam? Rabbi Yeshua mach shavakatam. Rabbi Yehuda mach shavakatam. Yehuda holds that a katan is kosher. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And so v'yir, they were talking about a katan. Taisa speaks out, a katan shegia lechinuch, and he is kosher to lay in the Megillah. And the reason is because since the Megillah is only midrabbanan, so since he's chayiv midrabbanan at segiyah chinuch, so if someone's chayiv midrabbanan, he might say a mitzvah midrabbanan. That's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbanan argue? So Taisa's last pshat is because there's two midrabbanans here. It's the midrabbanan that is a katan, and also it's a midrabbanan of Megillah. And a gadol only has the midrabbanan that it's a Megillah. So someone's two midrabbanans can't make one midrabbanan. That's mechalik is Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama about katan. Of Almaith in the Braisa does say, in the Mishnah does say that a cherish is possible licorice as a Megillah. Man tana cherish de evan amilah. Who's the man the Yamah holds that a cherish cannot lay in the Megillah even with the Evid? Rav Masna, Rav Yasi. It's Rav Yasi by Mishnah. The Tana learned that Mishnah. Cherish as Shema v'lo Yishmiel la'oznoi. Some lay in Shema and he couldn't hear himself saying it. Yotza, the Rabbi Huda, Reisi. I'm lo Yotza, Reisi, not Yotza. So we're saying, if you're Rav Yasi, not Yotza Megillah. And you have to speak out that even though before the Gemara says that by the Rabbanons, even Rav Yasi agrees that by the Evita works, only with the Raisi says the Evita works, and Megillah is only with the Rabbanon, only mitzvah the Rabbanon. So Tosfos Rosh says, Rav Masna argues on Rav Chista before, and he holds that Rav Yasi holds lo yotza, even mitzvah the Rabbanons. Like Aponim was saying, why can't you lay the Megillah? Why are you possible to lay the Megillah? Because going according to Rav Yasi holds not yotza by someone who's mashmiya, who's not mashmiya laznov. How do you know this is going according to Rabbi Yosi? And even with the Eved, you're not Yotze Megillah with someone who can't be Mashmiel Oznoi, Dilma Rabbi Yehudi, maybe it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, Velechatchila, he can't be Yotze, how do Eved Chapadami? Maybe it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's the Mishnah saying that you can't lay in Megillah, only with the Chatchila, but with the Eved, you could lay in Megillah. How do you have a Chapadami? So, I think the Mishnah, when it says the cherish can be yotze, it's not the chatchila. It means even with the eved. Why? You tell me cherish don't be the shayt of a katan. Ma shayt of a katan, the eved nami loy. Just shayt of a katan, even with the eved not yotze. Af cherish the eved nami loy. Cherish also, but the eved you are not yotze. Cherish also, but the eved you're not yotze. So therefore, I know that it means here cherish not yotze with the eved. Who could it be? It must be Rav Yosi. According to Rav Yehuda, for sure with the eved yotze. Maybe cherish shayta v'katan are different. Shayta, you could be yotze with the, you can't be yotze with the eved, and cherish could be yotze with the eved, and maybe one is only to the other one. Still we can say going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Still we can say it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So we are saying that we could say it's Rabbi Yehuda, and shayta won't be yotze even with the eved. And cherish only lechatchila. Maybe it's going to Rabbi Yehuda. Who says it's going to Rabbi Yosi? Right, tomorrow. No, we can't say it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? Me wants to look at Rabbi Yehuda. But midrash Tani Seifa in the Seifa of this Mishnah Megillah it says Rabbi Yehuda mach shevekatan. It says Rabbi Yehuda's mach shevekatan. And the Reish of Mishnah says that it's not katan's no good. Mechal the Reish of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara no, but don't call Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the whole entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Betray gavni cotton, there's two type of cottons. Vachsuri mechser, vachdani. A kol kashem lukas is a Megillah. Everyone's not laying Megillah besides chutz, mecheri, shayta, vachotton. Which cotton can't unite yotze with? Medvan, we're a cotton shalay gil lechinach. A cotton shalay gil lechinach. Av a cotton shalay gil lechinach, then a filo chathila kosher. Then it's even chathila kosher, then Rabbi Yehuda. Shabbi Yehuda, machsher vachotton. Rudas machsher vachotton. So Rashi learns that in the Reisha that we're saying cotton shaloy yegiel lechinuch that you can't lay in the Megillah is only lechatchila, but the Eved would work. But Masha already asks on it; he didn't have to say that in the Gemara. Balka upon him, that's how Rashi learns. But either way, we're saying maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, and that it says a cherish can't lay in Megillah is only lechatchila, but the Eved avadi could lay in Megillah. Frei the Gemara, Maya Kimta, Rav Yehuda. We're zetting out our Mishnah, this Mishnah in Megillah, like Rav Yehuda, but the Eved in Lechatchila Loy. And the Eved is kosher, but not Lechatchila. So we're going to have now a similar Gemara that we had before. Elohadu Tani Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Shimba Pazi Cherish Hamadav Nishamea Tarim Lechatchila. There is a Braisa that says that a Cherish Hamadav Nishamea, you could take Chum Lechatchila, even though you can't make a bracha and you can't hear yourself make a bracha still. We're saying that you could do a Lechatchila. So who is that? Money Lai Rehuda Blair Yesi. We just finished saying that Rehuda holds, agrees that Lechatchila, you have to be Meshmir Lazdan. And that's why we could say the Mishnah Megillah going to Rehuda. And here we have a Braisa that says there is someone who holds that even Lechatchila you can make a bracha even though you can't hear it. And that's not Rehuda, not Rav Yesi. You're Rav Yehuda, the Eved in Lechatchila law. You can't do Lechatchila. You're Rav Yesi, the Eved Amila. Even the Eved holds that by Kriya Shema, you're not Yotze. So what are you going to say? Elamai Rav Yehuda, Afil Lechatchila Nami. So what are you going to say? That price of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that lechatchila you could make a bracha, lay megillah, even though you can't be mashmiya la'oznai. And the machlekes is one end to the other end. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the air is no good. So now Elohad Tanya, hang on this price. It says, lo yavarach oda birchas amazim believe boy. You shouldn't make birchas amazim if you can't hear yourself. And birich yotza, yotza. Money, lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Come out, not Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda. You Rabbi Yehuda, ma'afil lechatchila nami. Rabbi Yehuda, you ma'afil di avanami, loy. If it's Rav Yehuda, he says even Lechatchila, even Rav Yosi, even the Eved. Zok to Gemara, loy loy lo, I'm Rav Yehudi. Really, it's Rav Yehuda. Vafil Lechatchila nami, and you could do it with Lechatchila. I, who is the Brice of Birchas Hamazon, like loy Kasha, hadi de hadi Rabbi. One's him. Rav Yehuda b'shem his Rabbi. Tanya, or Rav Yehuda b'shem Rav Lozim Rezaria. Hakari Shema Tzorech Shiyashmi El Oznai. And again, we mashmash Tzorech mashmash Lechatchila. Shnei mashma Yisrael. So the Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem, his Rabbi holds that Lechatchila you have to mashmir la'oznai, but the evidence is good, and then we'll have Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, which holds even Lechatchila it's mutter, and that's the Mishnah of, that's the price of Cheir Shamadav and Shemeya, Tarim Lechatchila, we're going to that Rabbi Yehuda. Omle Rameya, in the same price, so it says, Rameya says, no, even Lechatchila it's mutter, Reyo Imer, Asher Nechim Mitzavach HaYim Al-Vavecha, Ach Kavanas Leiv, Heinen Advarim, everything goes Basa Kavanas Leiv, and you don't have to mashmir la'oznai. And that all works. So tomorrow, hashda aslahachi. Once you say this Rav Meir, then you can say really Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rabbi. Filtem Yehuda Karabi Svirle. Like Kasha Rabbi Yehuda Rav Meir. The Brice that it says that you shouldn't say Berchas Amazon Beliboy is Rabbi Yehuda himself. And the Brice that it says that Ilara Tarim Lechatchila could be Rav Meir. And again, like before, you have a bunch of different shittas. And here also, back to the Mishnah Megillah, all depends. You can learn the Mishnah Megillah is going according to Rav Yosi. And therefore, you're not Yotze even with the Eved, if a Cheresh lanes the Megillah, or it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it's only Lechatchila he can't lane the Megillah, but with the Eved, it works. Om Rav Chista, Om Rav Shiloh, Halacha K'Rav Yehuda, She'omah M'shum Rolozah M'Rezariah. We pass like Rav Yehuda, B'Shem his Rabbi, which means that Lechatchila, you have to hear yourself saying it, but with the Eved, it works. V'Halacha K'Rav Yehuda, and also Halacha K'Rav Yehuda of our Mishnah. But tzrichas, you need both of them. Say both. The Yashmin and Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. If you just said a Halacha Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, Hava Amina, Afil Lechatchila, even Lechatchila, you could lane Kriya Shema without hearing it, without hearing yourself. Kamashmalan, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Hashem Ramalaz Mazariah. Kamashmalan, the Pasach Rabbi Yehuda, Seb Hashem Hashem Ramalaz Mazariah, that you have to Lechatchila be Mashmila Oznai. V'yashmin halacha k'rav Yehuda, Hashem Hashem Elazar Zariah. So just say halacha k'rav Yehuda, Hashem is Rabbi. That you have to be mashmila oznai lechatchila, but not b'di'evet. No, but the Hava Amina, you would think then tzarech ve'elat takana. You would think maybe tzarech means it's even b'di'evet. K'mashma halacha k'rav Yehuda, the yotze b'di'evet. So it comes in this Gemara halacha l'maisa by Kriya Shema. You have to try to say it in a way that you hear yourself saying it. But if you don't, b'di'evet yotze. I'm Rav Yosef. This whole machlokes about mashmila oznai, machlokes ber kriya shema, v'shar mitzvahs, which Rashi says means other brachos, divrei akol lo yotze. You're not yotze at all. You're not yotze at all. The chesiv haskeis v'shma Yisrael. You know, listen in Shema Yisrael. You have to be able to listen. And the learning is going by shar mitzvahs. So it comes down, Rav Yosef saying that by shar mitzvahs, other brachos, it's b'makav v'di'evet, at least by the raisas. You shouldn't say berachas and wasn't quietly, and you have to be able to hear yourself saying it. But if you did it, yotza. So you see clearly that there's a man who holds yotza. How can you say the kuliyami not yotza? So aliyatma is by fakar, the opposite. Aliyatma hochi yatma. Om Rav Yosef, machloikis be kriya shema. Om machloikis is by shema. The chesiv shema Yisrael. Am shar mitzvah divrei akol yotza. There's no tzad. You have to be mashmila oznai. I the chesiv haskis shema Yisrael. I it says listen good. and here Israel. Ha'hu v'dibrei Torah k'siv. That's talking about the Dibrei Torah. And what it means is you have to break your head on Torah to be able to understand Torah. That's what it means. But there's no din by Shaar Mitzvahs to Mashmila Ozno. It's only a din by Kriya Shema. And we find also it's a shtickle din by benching also. And the reason is we learn out one deraisa for another deraisa. That's what we learn out in the Maskana. But there's no din, but by other mitzvahs, there's no din even in Licha Tchila. Zog the Gemara weiter. Kara leiditek ba'oiseseha. Om Rav Tavi. Now, just what I just spoke out is not 100% true. But Shaar Mitzvahs, the Rebbe called Yotza b'di'evet. Yotza b'di'evet v'Shaar Mitzvahs. There is a din, maybe, l'chatchila. He's saying that even Rav Yossi holds that b'di'evet lo Yotza. By Kriya Shema, he's masking by Shaar Mitzvahs, you are Yotza. Because there's no makar to say that you're not Yotza even b'di'evet. But it could be you learned it out from Kriya Shema that l'chatchila, at least everyone agrees, l'chatchila you should say it mashmila oznai. We see v'shova benching of that. There could be even other brachas as well that l'chatchila you should be mashmila oznai. Just not yotz. So the Gemara writes, it says in the Mishnah, not a machlekes, that karav l'ditka by yourself. Someone read it without saying it clearly. So it's machlekes for yotz and not. Amrav tavir amirisha halacha k'divah shneim lahakol. Legavi the first halacha of mashmila oznai, you pass like Rabbi Yehuda that yotz. And the second halacha, which Rabbi Yehuda actually held in not Yotza, we pass on Rabbi Yossi, that even if you were a medakdek, but the Eved Yotza. V'om Rav Tavir Amar Yeshia, Ma'idach Siv, says in the Pasuk, Sholish Heino Loisis Be'ena. There are three things the Pasuk says that never get enough. Sho'el, which means a caver never gets enough mason. Oitza Rechem, that's the womb of a Isha, doesn't get enough Be'ilois. And the third thing says, Eretz never gets enough water. But the pasuk appears sha'oil kever to rechem. Chimatin in sha'oil it's a rechem. What does a kever have to do with the mother's womb? Elohim aloch ma rechem achas moitzi. Just like rechem, zera goes in and out comes a baby. Af sha'oil a kever also machas moitzi. The mace comes in, but by tchias amesim, a person will wake up from there. Leidvarm kavachayma ma rechem shemachnisim b'chashoy. It's kavachayma ma rechem that. It goes in quietly. Shas bia, it's quiet. Still metziyim men of a karla karla is when the baby comes out, the baby's screaming. Sha'oil, shemachnisim of a karla karla is when they go into the cave, everyone's crying about a levaya. In a dense kavachayimah, that when it comes out, the karla karla is the karla of simcha, of the karla of the shayfer, of the Mashiach. And then shemetziyim men of a karla karla is. Mekan, tshuva, here's the answer la'imr to those that say, in tchias ha'meisim min ha'tayra. You see from here, there is tchias ha'meisim from min ha'tayra. Tani Rav Ishaya Kamei de Rava. Uchasavtem Hakoil Biksav Afilo Tziva Ois. When you write the mezuzah, you write everything in that mezuzah, or the tefillin, you write everything in it, even the tzivuim. The tzivu is, even says, Uchasavtem HaMezuzah Sav HaShrech, which is the commandment, that is inside the mezuzah, because it's Uchasavtem Ksiva Tama. That's what we make a drasha. Uchasavtem Ksiva Tama. Who do you have to need a drasha? Who are going according to? They need a special drasha to say you have to include everything. So the more Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Gavi Soita, when your parasha Soita is the Ishus Mazana, so she goes to the base of Mikdash and they take a cloth, take a parchment, they write down the parasha Soita and they put it into the water. So what do you write in the parasha Soita? You definitely write the curse that says that but you also write the tzivuyim. That you write also the tzivuyim there. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "The Amagavi Soita Olois Ksiv." You write the klolois, but tzavois ain't a kosev. You don't write the tzavois of the parasha. That you don't write. You don't write the tzavois. It says v'kosav. It says you write the parasha v'kosav. That you don't have to write. Tzavoyis in a kosev. V'hasam hu d'chsev v'kosav es ha'olo es ha'ela. Avahalcha d'chsev v'chsav tam. Don't say v'kosav. It says v'chsav tam. K'siv etama. That teaches us has to be complete writing. Afilu tzavoyis nami. Even the commandments in the parasha, you write in the parasha. So it's going to Rabbi Yehuda who learns v'kosav doesn't mean you write the whole thing. Because you see, it says v'kosav. You don't write tzavoyis. So by him, you need v'chsav tam that you should write more. Because the pasuk says by soita v'kosav es ha'olos ha'ela ha'koyim ha'sefer, you don't put that pasuk onto the sefer. Because that's a tzivoy. You only put the olos in the sefer. But here it says k'saf tom, even with the tzavoy in the sefer.
Right, the Gemara. All the time that Rehuda shouldn't accept a kasav is the reason Rehuda, because it only says a kasav and not a ksav tam. Time Rehuda is a different reason. Time Rehuda shouldn't accept ha'olis ha'ela. It's mashma only the olis have to write. Olis in tzavoyis lo. Only the curses you write, not the tzavoyis. So tomorrow, no. It's ruchsak nachamina nelo ksiv ksiv ma'asam. What we mean to say is like Rabbi Yehuda, because we need to learn aksiva aksiva from there. Ma hasam olis in savayis loy. Just like there, it's only olis, not the savayis. Why? Because it says eila. Af hachanami savayis loy. Here also, you shouldn't write savayis. Because rachmano chsaf tom afil savayis. Aksiva tam afil savayis. So what more of it? Tani ravad de kame de rava. Limadatom shelamudcha tam. When you say over Shema, and we learn Shema, you should say it complete. You say the words good. Shitin revach ben advokim. Just put a space between the two words, two letters that sound the same. Only Rava Basrei. Rava gave examples. Kegoin al levavecha. If you the al and the levavecha, two lamids next to each other, sound like one word. Al levavecha. So you say al levavecha. Al levavchem. Bechol levavcha. Bechol levavchem. Esev besadcha. Vavaratem mehira. Hakanov pesil. Eschem meeretz. And Tosis adds on v'chara af. It shouldn't say v'chara af. V'chara af. Chas Shalom say v'chara. You have to have l'manotam shilamut chotam. Say the words clearly. Om Rav Chama Baruch Nino called Karakir Shema v'dakta v'sasam. Anyone who leans Shema is v'daktik in his words, but sanon lo gehenim. We cool off gehenim for him. Shenemar v'foreish shakai malachim boi tashik v'tzalman. And you read the pasuk of this. Al tikrei v'foreish ella beferish, that beferish. You speak out Shema good. You know what happens? Then beferish shakai malacha, which means you say Shema like a mensch, but hashtag v'tzalman. We're gonna cool off like snow. V'tzalman, what's salman? I took v'tzalman or v'tzalmavis, which is Gehenim. We'll cool off Gehenim. There was one time someone in front of the Chazanish was saying Shema very, you know, slow and diktuk, too much, like OCD. So Chazanish said, "Why are you doing that?" He said, "Oh, okay, I want to cool off Gehenim." He said, "You want to get frozen to death?" The pasuk says the chsiv kenecholim etoy kganais alinor kaholim nata. The pasuk compares a nachal to a oil. Loimulach man necholim ma'ilim zolim tumatayr. Just like a nachal, a river, you could be terrible in a river and purify yourself like a mikvah. Af oyalim, same thing, a tent, which means the tent of Torah. Ma'alim zolim kapchay v'kapschos. If someone goes to the tent of Torah, goes into batim medrashos, then he will be maila mekaf choyv lekaf schos like a mikvah. You learn Torah, it's like a mikvah.